Here are words of praise for the devotionals in this book. Chad, a business owner in USA, says, "Wow, I can't tell you how much I needed this message. I am grateful that God changed your direction. In many ways, through you, He has changed my thoughts on so many things. Thank you, Lord, for Gary, and give him strength to lead and protect his flock as a spiritual shepherd." Chuck, a vice president of operations in the USA, says, "This message is very powerful. There are many of us out here who get caught up in fear and guilt and fail to recognize who we are in Christ. After lying in bed all night, tossing and turning, concerned over events in my life, this message brought tears to my eyes. Thank you, Gary, for allowing the Lord to speak through you. These devotionals will be life-changing for many." Hope, a ministry director in Ghana, says, "I shared your message recently in the village church in Togo, West Africa. It is amazing to know that your messages are touching many souls across Africa." Jeffrey, a pastor in Uganda, says, "God is blessing the entire world through your devotionals. We are using them at our churches and orphanages." John, the president and chief executive officer in the USA, says, "I woke up early this morning in a lot of turmoil and came into work, and then your devotional shows up. It served to restore me and renew my faith that there is a way forward." Terry, vice president of operations in the USA, says, "Gary, you shot one of the big guns with today's message, spiritual warfare in the executive suite. I don't want to be God's example of what not to do." Peter, senior pastor in Sierra Leone, says, "We have benefited immensely from your devotionals, which are educational and life-fulfilling. We continue to cherish them for our reading and enlightenment." Patrick, a ministry director in Kenya, says, "You are always blessing me through your lessons. I am changed and a new creature, full of God's word." David, a senior pastor in Uganda, says, "I have been helped by your devotionals. I would not hesitate to recommend them to anyone who is seeking to grow spiritually." Benar, a ministry president in Kenya, says, "Thanks so much for the teachings and the rebuke that we have received from you. We are sure the Lord allowed you into our lives with a purpose, and that purpose was fulfilled." Samiran, a nonprofit director in India, says, "We learn many things from your powerful messages and get spiritual revival from your devotionals. We are always praying for you." TJ, an operations director in China, says, "Last week I read, 'We can certainly do it,' on the plane on the way back from Beijing. With the pressure to grow the business and Satan's lies about my inability to accomplish it, I was moved to tears as I read the message. I had an intimate time with God at 30,000 feet. Over the past several days, I watched as God moved to solve problems and change hearts of those who were stubborn in the past. Yes, we can certainly do it. Thanks, Gary." Joanne, an executive assistant to a senior pastor in the USA, says, "Thank you for sharing the message God has for me and for so many others. You blessed my spirit and several others that I have been praying with." Cheryl, a ministry leader, WCC Houston in the USA, says, "The devotionals are awesome. I have many devotional books, and this is the best one I have. I am believing your book will be a bestseller." Steve, a senior pastor and Christian counselor in the USA, says, "Thanks for another excellent devotional. We always appreciate how you share yourself, using personal illustrations of the Lord's gracious forgiveness and leading in your life." Jagan, a senior pastor in India, says, "Thanks for your wonderful and inspiring message. It encouraged me a lot today." Davis, a senior pastor, Kenya, says, "Your messages are wonderful. Since I began reading them, I have grown in my faith and my ministry has expanded. Leaders of my churches are finding them useful also." Collins, senior pastor, Kenya, says, "Thank you so much for the wisdom in the devotionals. Indeed, God has used you to touch our hearts." Tammy, a senior recruiter in the USA, says, "I just wanted to thank you very much for sharing your love for God with us and all your postings. It means a lot to me and brings me joy every day." Gwenda, Human Resources Manager in the USA, says, "Thank you for the devotion this morning. It was just what God needed me to hear." Michael, a construction manager in the USA, says, "Gary, today's message almost brought me to tears. I was involved in a difficult conversation earlier today, and as I walked away, I realized that even though I have made huge strides in my career, I have much to learn and felt uneasy about my future plans. I needed this. Thanks." Stacy, a human resources consultant in the USA, says, "Gary, what an encouraging message and a great reminder for all of us. You are God's messenger, reminding me of what I need to remember. Thank you for being the messenger." Rosa Fay, a Christian college professor in the USA, says, "Gary, it is so wonderful that God is speaking to so many of us in dire need through you. The devotionals are so powerful and comforting. I pray every day that God will continue his work through you and that he will lead you where you are most needed. I rejoice in the new Gary. I look forward to the devotionals. They're a great way to start my day. It feels like a direct conversation with God. I forward these to my students. Don't be surprised if you hear from people you have never heard of before. God bless you, brother." Bonnie, performance consultant in the USA, says, "I wanted to let you know that this devotional spoke directly to me today, and that it was as if God sent me this email. Your work is so important. I want to say thank you." And Pam Lilly, Donor Relations, Story Runners, a crew ministry, says, "Your devotions are always spiritual food for my soul.